Well, welcome to Witness Wednesday. I'm your host, Pastor Mark Wood, with the LCMS Office of National Mission here in the studios of Worldwide KFUO with Andy Bates.
Good morning.
Good morning, Andy. So you made it in through the snow?
I did. Funny thing is, I made it through the snow nice and early this morning. I just had trouble getting in the door.
Oh, well, that can be a problem.
Trying to get my badge to work on the door.
I was enjoying the blessings of shoveling the snow this morning. Got my morning workout in, and we didn't get to do that in Florida too often.
Did you even have a snow shovel in Florida?
Don't think so. I think I had to buy one when I moved here.
That would have been a nice housewarming gift, wouldn't it?
Yeah, didn't think of that. So out there just thinking about things. That's always nice, just to be thinking about God's creation, God's goodness to us, the things that He's entrusted to us, and the fact that we have a driveway to shovel is a blessing, and there's much more important things that God has entrusted to us, and we don't always make good use of those things.
I was curious how you were going to connect. Shoveling snow. Witnessing.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to give it a shot. God entrusts us with all sorts of things in this world, and there's a purpose behind them all. Even having a snow shovel and a reason to shovel, or wherever you happen to be living in a country. I was looking around. It was pretty early in the morning when I was out there. There was nobody else out, but I was like, my neighbors are out here. I have neighbors, people God's put into my life, people I didn't choose for my neighbors. They just bought homes in the same neighborhood. But, God is at work in all of those things. And so when we look to the scripture, there's this one verse that really stands out to me as we look at being witnesses of Christ. And it just keeps coming back, and I'm starting to just trying to plumb the depths of this verse. And the verse is from 1 Peter chapter 2, and it's verse 9, where we're told, "You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for His own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who called you out of darkness and into His marvelous light." And that role we have in the world. I mean, it talks about who we are in Christ now. That not something we have to wait for, not something we have to work toward, not something that, we have to earn in some way or hope for. It's now. We're a chosen race. We're a royal priesthood. Royal. I mean, think of what the implication of that word is. We belong to the King. We're a holy nation. Holy. Already? Really? I felt kind of holy out shoveling my snow. I'm not sure I felt so holy driving through the snow home yesterday in traffic when maybe I wasn't thinking the best of people who should know how to drive in snow, because they didn't live in Florida like I did. They live in St. Louis. But that's what we are now, a holy nation, a people for His own possession. We belong to God. We don't belong to the world. We don't belong to the darkness of the world. We belong to God.
So perhaps we should have talked about being a witness when driving in the snow rather than when shoveling the snow.
I was very patient yesterday. I just anticipated it would be a nightmare. And it really wasn't as bad for me as it was for many others. And most importantly, I got home safe. That's what really
matters.
So, but what all those things we are now. Whether we're driving in snow or sitting on a beach, wherever we are, this is who we are. But there's a purpose in here, too. I don't know if you caught that in the second part of the verse. That you may. All right, there's the purpose. Here's who we are. Why are we who we are? That you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who called you out of darkness and into His marvelous light. Now, there's a Greek word there that I've been looking at, saying this is kind of an interesting word because it only shows up twice in the New Testament. And one is in Mark 16, and it's in a disputed part of Mark 16. But so here it is in 1 Peter 2:9, and it's ex angeleo.
Out of?
Well, angeleo is where we get the word angel.
Or messenger.
Messenger, one sent with a message. It's out of that. It's from that. That, see, this is God's purpose for us. That, you know, we're here to send, he sent us out into the world to make this proclamation. Now, remember, 1 Peter 2:9 is a verse that talks not about pastors, not about rostered church workers. This is talking about every Christian. And so the word used here is not the word for preaching, like kuruxo, which is, you know, used, other words too, mm-hmm. that are used for preaching. It's a very specific term applied to all believers. And so it, the sense of the word is to make widely known.
Make widely known.
Make widely known. Yeah. So it's not something that we keep to ourselves. It's something that we share. Do mm-hmm. we share it just with a few people? Just with a select group of people?
No, we share it with everyone else shuffling their driveways or everyone else who happens to be enduring life on the beach.
Yeah, or whatever circumstances God has put us into. Like tomorrow I'm forced to fly out to Phoenix in January, you know, but somewhere along the way I know that God intends for me to, you know, bring the light of Jesus to somebody. So everywhere we go, we are a chosen race. We mm-hmm. are a royal priesthood. We are a holy nation. We are a people of his own possession for the purpose of proclaiming God's excellencies. Now, here's the thing, is when we measure up our lives against that, here's the reason God has called us to be his people. Here's the reason he set us apart as a holy nation. Here's the reason he's consecrated us as a royal priesthood. How are we doing with that?
Oh, you said the word measure.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm not going to measure up very well.
Yeah.
I'm only 5'10 and 3/4.
Well, yeah, sometimes when it comes to doing this work of proclaiming Jesus, I feel like I'm about 4'13". It's just, if you know that reference, it's from an old arch book on Zacchaeus. He was 4'13", a little man. So, but so here's what Luther says, and I found this quote from Luther. No one can deny that every Christian possesses the word of God and is taught and anointed by God to be a priest. Okay, and he cites, among other verses, 1 Peter 2:9. But if it is true that they have God's word and are anointed by him, then it is their duty to confess, to teach, and to spread his word. Here again, it is certain that a Christian not only has the right and power to teach God's word, but has the duty to do so on pain of losing his soul and of God's disfavor. Wow, when I read that, I said, really? I mean, now, I always encourage people to be a witness of Jesus on the basis of the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God has called us to come share in his joy, the joy of sharing the good news of Jesus with people. But I'm afraid there's a lot of people who don't respond to that call very well. And maybe Lutherans have even a reputation for not responding to that call very well. And here Luther lays it on heavy, the law.
Mm-hmm.
We have a duty to do so. One of the consequences, on pain of losing his soul and of God's disfavor. I mean, this sounds like the harshest law. How important is it that we should be active witnesses of Jesus?
Obviously, according to God's law, it sounds pretty important.
Yeah. And how are we measuring up there?
Well, not very well.
Yeah. So I was thinking as I was shoveling the snow this morning, what one word can we talk about in Witness Wednesday today? And I thought, in one word, repentance. But the call to being a witness of Jesus is a call to repentance.
Hmm.
Because God has given us all mm-hmm. these things. God has look at the marvelous things he's done for us.
God, have mercy on me. Forgive me for not being a good steward and being a good witness.
Isn't that what it comes down to, is being that good steward by being a good witness? the scene that everything God's invested in us is for this purpose, to proclaim the excellencies of Him who's called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. And when we just make that little in our lives, we're making God little. We're making His gifts little. We're not showing appreciation. And it's a call to repentance.
When we fail to witness, when we fail to be faithful witnesses, we also fail to be good stewards.
And it's a sin. And it's not an option. This is not something where God said, if you get around to it, if you just happen to think of it, if you don't mind, would you be a witness?
If you get around to it.
Yeah. Instead, He's saying, this is the purpose.
So what you're saying is, don't treat the opportunities to witness like the long list of honeydews at home.
I'll get around to it.
Or
you have to be cajoled into doing it. No, do it as a loving husband would do the honeydew list. And as this is what pleases my wife. This is what brings her joy. And I want to please her. I want her to be happy.
So go about it joyfully.
Absolutely. And I mean, the work itself may be challenging. It may be demanding. It may be costly work. You may not particularly feel like doing it, but you do it in the joy of knowing that this is what pleases the Lord. You may say, I'm just not very good at this. Well, wait a minute. Who are you? You're a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of God's possession. Do you think God might think you're good enough to be His witness?
I'm not.
Yes, you are. In Christ.
In Christ, I am.
In Christ, yeah. And so, it's not like God is saying, go do something that's impossible for you. He's gifted you with everything you need to do what He is calling you to do.
Okay, so if I can compare this to my honeydew list of things that need to be done, or, well, your example of shoveling the driveway when it snows so that you and your wife, the family has a clean driveway, a safe driveway to get in and out of. Mm-hmm. That's one honeydew. Or perhaps maybe it's something at home that you've never done before. You don't know how to do something that involves being handy. You don't know how to do. Well, then you become equipped properly by learning about it. By studying or doing, preparing for it. Today it's watching a YouTube video. Preparing to be a witness, a faithful witness. Studying God's Word, right?
Studying God's Word.
Continuously.
Using the resources that are being developed. Everyone is Witness as a program. Lassie as an approach. Go to the website and find it there. Like our Facebook page, LCMS Witness. Outreach and Revitalization is the Facebook page we have. There's all sorts of resources. But in the same way, a loving spouse wouldn't expect his or her spouse to, here's a honeydew list and here's a bunch of things that are impossible for you and be upset because you can't do them.
True.
They would they'd ask you, would you do what you're capable of doing? And maybe you do have to stretch yourself sometimes. Mm-hmm. And God does that too. He doesn't say, hey, go save the whole world. He said, no, He said, be a witness of Jesus to the people I put into your life already. Yeah. Do what I've equipped you to do. And yeah, I might stretch you a little bit, but I'm not going to demand of you something that you can't do as a witness. And it's our reluctance. It's our hesitation. It's our doubting of God's word that causes us to shrink back from this. And that calls for repentance.
I'm glad He doesn't say, go save the whole world specifically to me because, well, that's what He did, right?
That's what, and we're just messengers of that. Good news.
Indeed. Indeed. All right. Well, just about 10 seconds left. So today was on the law. Any ideas what our next topic might be?
Well, I think we need to get back to the gospel, words of encouragement. Let's explore this 1 Peter 2:9 a little bit further.
The email address, if you have a question or a comment for Witness Wednesday, lassie@kfuo.org. We'll talk to you next time.